Jazz and AJ Week in Review. A behind-the-scenes look back at everything that happened this week. Good and bad. The Jazz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Oh, we're on what?
Hello, Facebook.
Hi.
Hello, Tribe.
Hello,
Newman. Welcome to the Week in Review podcast, Facebook Live thingy. I'm Chaz, that's AJ.
Hello.
Pam's over there.
Hi.
Phil's over there.
What's up?
Before we end this, I'm going to give you a look behind the curtain of radio.
Is it curtain? Cool.
Radio's behind the curtain look.
Nice.
And I'll try to do it without blowing myself up.
I'm happy you said that.
How very 4th of July-ish.
I'm very passionate about this stuff.
Yes.
And then I talk about it and I go crazy.
A little bit.
And then, I drive home and I'm like, why did I do that? There was no reason to do it. I could just keep my mouth shut.
I was going to open this can of worms and say, what am I doing?
Because you go all in. That's why.
Right. I go all in.
Yeah.
Which is what everyone says makes the best, stuff to listen to.
You got
to
commit.
You don't want to see a half crazy person. You want to see full on.
No.
Nutbag.
You don't want a waffle. You want the actual deal.
That may or may not happen.
Right.
All right. So that's coming
pancake.
Up. Phil is monitoring the comment, so if you have a comment, fine. I missed what AJ said.
He's just making up phrases over there.
You don't want a waffle, you want a full pancake.
Yeah, gotcha. I'm going to pancake.
Right, right. No butter.
My career.
Right. Aunt Jemima. Hey, Mr. Budwig, can help you.
That was another language.
Yes,
we're
going
to look up all of that.
I call that Butterworth.
So we had a great week. Like, we had a meltdown with a politician who might be our next governor.
Truth.
He got written about in the Connecticut Post. We had Sinbad in.
Mm.
By the way, Sinbad, I love this guy.
Awesome person. Awesome. Love.
So fast.
Right.
And then AJ's trying to keep up with him to the point where AJ and I are in the same studio. I'm looking at AJ. I'm making eye contact. I am speaking, and AJ just starts talking over me. I'm like, am I in another fucking universe here? Am I like thinking I'm in this room and like I'm not here?
I got caught up in Sinbad.
Oh, it happened multiple times. I'm like, I can't even talk. I'm trying to talk, and he's, because he will not let anyone be funnier or faster than him.
Right.
So it's like a battle of like who can get a line out faster.
Right.
And I'm trying to have a conversation. Like I'm, and I just and he's like,
but I kept up with him.
Yeah.
Dueling jokes.
Yep.
Wow.
It became the gauntlet was thrown, and I had to jump in.
The flip flop nun run.
Yes.
The flip-flop nun run.
No, we had a good time.
It is nice to let other people speak, though.
I'm sorry.
I'm just saying.
My apologies. I got caught up.
It was a clusterfuck. It felt like The View at one point where like everyone's talking on top of each other.
I'm going to blame caffeine and the ability to try and keep with Sinbad.
All right. No, it was...
My apologies.
Dude, no, there's no apology necessary, but man, there was a... We're going to podcast this stuff, and it's one of those... You know how you watch a movie and you laugh? And so you miss something. The movie's so goddamn funny. They have to listen to it like five times, watch it five times to like get all the jokes.
Because
you were laughing and you missed the joke.
Yeah.
That podcast I'm going to have to listen to like five times just to like get everything that's being said. Because there were times that you and Sinbad are saying things simultaneously, like, but super funny.
Right.
It's like, you ever see like when girlfriends hang out and they're drinking, they're talking at the same time, but they're having a conversation.
Yeah.
And you're like sitting back, you're like, how do they even know what the other one's saying?
Right.
That was the relationship that you guys had instantly.
Yeah.
Like you guys had never met before, right?
Never.
Yeah. It was instant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a connection when I shook his hand.
He was so good.
I felt
said that on the air.
I felt the electricity.
You did.
Heard that one.
But now I'm saying it slowly so you can hear it.
And by the way, he has size 14 shoe.
Size 14.
What the hell? You could use his shoes as like a canoe.
That means big underwears.
Yeah. But Sinbad was so great.
8 shoe sizes smaller than Shaq.
Damn.
Is that right?
Yeah. He's 22, right? Yeah.
Who knows these
That's
things?
Math.
Yeah. Sinbad was great. And then just a side note, Alan, who's the program director of WPLR, who does a morning show on our sister station, The Fox, left his morning show to go and take a picture with Sinbad. Right, Megan? He left you like hanging to do your own newscast? He said he had a meeting
Right.
And then a photo comes up on what? Instagram. He's out there with Sinbad.
Yep.
I saw him peering through, like lingering around the outside of the studio.
And you're thinking he must be doing important program director stuff.
No, I saw him peeking also through our studio.
He was peeking. And I look over because at first I just saw a hairy arm. So I kind of look
back. That's Alan.
That's him. Yep.
And I see his face. And it was like a giggling schoolgirl like this.
Like tittering?
And then he texts the booking phone. He's like, you guys need to let me know when he's out because I need to take a picture. He
That's
was
cool.
so excited.
That's awesome.
It was this. Like,
that'll be Photoshop later.
That's almost sinister.
You fall for this every time.
Yeah, there's a meme.
At least I'm not like
there's a meme
this time.
That face you make when
there's... for the camera.
That face you
I
make
already
when,
have it.
No, that's your meme. The face making his donuts. Yeah.
So Alan's Instagram post says, Sinbad, no lie, I've seen Necessary Roughness more times than I can count. Great appearance by Sinbad Bad on Chaz and AJ this morning.
Nice. Thank you, Alan, for the mention.
Alan.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was a lot of energy in the building for that guy. And
love.
You know, you're a fan of somebody, then you meet them, and then maybe you're not so much a fan. Mm. This was, I'm more of a fan now.
Yeah.
Just such a great human
I want him to
being.
Adopt me.
We've always known this, but it was on display Friday morning when Boss Keith came in with his top five least great songs that'll be played during the 1776 thing on PLR.
It was random songs.
Yeah, the most random and out there songs that we're going
to
play.
I think if he could have said shittiest, he would have said shittiest.
It was like the top five
shittiest songs we're going to play.
Yeah.
And U2 was number one, by the way.
Yes.
Number one shittiest song we're going to play. Now, he said random. I'm saying shitty.
Right. Same thing. Interpretation.
But there was a lot of metal on there, and AJ knew everything about every one of these bands, songs, history.
Oh, yeah. Well, Wasp, I knew growing up because Wasp was huge on the scene from the time I was a roadie for metal bands. And Wasp, Blackie Lawless was huge. He's a hero. The guy had a saw blade cod piece. Okay,
what does that mean, by the way?
Your cod piece.
You know what a cod piece is?
I have no idea. I'm picturing it for a guitar.
It's almost like it would be like a penis prosthetic that people would put outside their pants.
So the cod piece is something that's
almost like a jock strap.
Like sword fighters would wear
to
over
keep their
junk.
Keep their junk from getting, hurt.
Wait, so it's an extension of your penis or it's a shield?
No, it's
a shield
it's
for
a
your
thing
penis.
You wear.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's a thing. Wait, what are you? Hold on, come here, Megan.
No, I was thinking like that was the like not.
Hold on.
Like you're
turn around and do that again.
It's the theatrical cod piece. That's the so maybe there's a different one. But
so do what you did.
Oh.
Right.
All right, there's a Photoshop.
There you go. There's another meme for you. Here comes the weekend.
That's the embarrassing copy.
Thank you, Megan.
Your face is so red right now.
We do have a couple comments. Kevin Dacey says Sinbad uses his shoes to ski backwards.
Kevin's face.
Quote of the day.
Good one, Kevin.
Kyle from Long Island says Pam Cakes wants some Sinbad syrup. You saw her face when she heard that shoe size.
It's a big shoe size.
It is big.
It's big.
And Thomas brought up something with Sinbad that we definitely had anticipated talking to him to that we really didn't get a whole thing. Don't forget Jingle All the Way.
Yeah, we never got to that. Well, we kind of did. We touched upon it with him and Arnold.
That was AJ's department to get to Jingle All the Way because it's all AJ wanted to know about.
Right.
And AJ opened the door and mentioned Arnold first, and then that was it.
Yeah. I mean, he's just so easy to talk to. There was so much to talk to him about. It just lost time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he did mention Arnold and the whole
thing. There were no short answers.
There was not. No.
Or lack of energy.
No.
Right.
No, or enthusiasm.
So you bring up Arnold, Jingle All the Way, and then it becomes this long Arnold story.
About him and working out and the cigars and...
Strudel!
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 My favorite part.
Strudel!
Yeah.
AJ, you were so excited when you went to ask Sinbad that question. You were having a tough time getting it out.
Yeah.
Oh. And I looked at Chaz's face, and Chaz, your face made me die.
Well,
then how are you still here?
This is AJ asking a question. What just happened?
Nothing. She said,
I heard it.
She goes, you made me die. And I said, then how are you still here?
Yeah. I caught it.
Don't ever fuck with me.
I always caught it.
You know what? You're going to have to grab that, Phil. and play that.
I'll tell you what was happening. He starts asking the question, and it's one of those, I hear it happening, and I turn and I look at Chaz, and we make eye contact,
and
we both just started laughing, so I had to turn away from, I couldn't look at Chaz, because I was going to lose it on the air.
I had to turn the mic off, because I didn't want my laughter to, you know, interfere, because I saw you guys look at each other, and I just see you turn your head down and laugh.
Yeah, it was, because since we've been mentioning Sid Bad coming in, all AJ's been talking about is Arnold, Jingle All the Way. And so before the show went on the air, I said, AJ, you handle that part. That'll be your part. Like, Arnold, Jingle All the Way. And we were going to start with that. It was going to be the first break. But we went with this nun run and
immediately
this whole deal. Mm-hmm. And
that was two
it
breaks.
Took like three or four breaks to get to it. And finally, it's AJ's moment. AJ has a question for you about Jingle All the Way.
So what's it like with working with Arnold?
Do you remember working with Arnold? Isn't that awesome?
Oh, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Fuck you guys. All right, next.
Fanboy.
See, I can say it here. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck all y'all.
Thank you.
And I mean that with love. Yeah, so I blew it. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
That was the first time, won't be the last. I gave it a shot.
Yeah, Sinbad was great.
Awesome.
Loved every minute.
We're running the traffic now. Thank you.
And then before we wrap up, any comments?
I'm sure more snide comments from the Daisy boys.
Yeah.
Andrea says AJ has a man crush. Harry Olson says, shut up, Pam.
Right.
You. Harry.
Harry's my boy.
And Mamsie says, hope all of you are going to the club to see Sinbad tonight.
Mm, that'd be nice, but no. What?
No, I don't know.
Somebody's looking at me for it.
That'd be nice, but no.
But I will see him again. Matter of fact, I'm open for him one day.
Why didn't you ask him if you could jump up there like tomorrow night?
I didn't get a chance to.
We were out in the hallway for 25 freaking minutes.
Yeah, and he was talking the entire time.
He was talking the whole time.
Yeah.
And yes, the Dacey boys are all over you today.
Apparently, yes. Well, what are they not?
Kevin Dacey just said, soundbite, AJ blew it, won't be the last.
Right, so basically I took your job away from you.
Sounds nice, but no.
No.
There's one for you.
All right. We love you, man.
I can tell.
We really do.
I was really...
That's why I speed away from here.
It was... fun to watch two people going back and forth so fast that
you couldn't talk.
Guys were on top of each other.
I'm so sorry.
It was
I got caught up.
No, it was like watching two ninjas. You know, you ever watch one of those movies and say, no one can fight that fast and be that good? It was like, holy shit. No, it couldn't happen.
It was just every piece kept on like there was. It was like we were like building a puzzle, and every single time he put a piece in, I interlocked it and interlocked it.
Once you guys like started doing that, like I should have just known to shut up and sit back. Like that's one of those moments where it's like, you know what? I have nothing to add to this. These two guys are going at it.
It just kept happening. It just kept happening.
No, it was great. And then real quick about radio. So
yes.
I forgot how it started.
Phil, no.
Started on the air, something about music.
Phil?
I feel like it started shortly after the Boughton thing.
It was Ken Dixon.
Yeah.
Dixon.
He, in an article, was trashing the show and mentioned that we play stale classic rock songs. So
you put classic rock.
Right. So I started talking about music, and people are like, well, it's burnt out, and... we had this whole conversation, and during the conversation, I knew on the air it was like time to wrap that up and move on, but I said, you know what? I have a lot more to say, and I'm going to say it during the Weekend Review podcast. Well, since that time, I got a letter from the boss.
It's like Casey Kasem, and he writes.
You know what? It was a very nicely written letter. It wasn't like, shut up.
You asshole.
Do this. You know, don't trash the product. It was written to where I read it and I said, I can see your point.
Right. Not up yours.
But I will say this because, you know, I have to embrace my inner dick. And, you know, that.
Cold pool.
I'll say that I think when something is a sensitive subject, you only hear what you want to hear. Now, if you listen back to that half an hour, I said, Keith is one of the best operations manager in the country.
You did say that.
I said, our general manager, our ownership, we have the best team.
You did.
I said, this station doesn't become a 45-year heritage legendary radio station by accident.
No.
So what's happening on the air is perfect art and science. And, you know, so someone somewhere knows what they're doing, right?
Right, yeah.
But, you know, I'm a guy in a kitchen making pizza and I'm eating this fucking pizza every day. And of course I'm going to be like, you know, I like something different.
Right.
And I did say, I've never worked at a radio station where everyone was like, every song we play is the best fucking song ever. It doesn't happen.
No.
It doesn't happen.
Never.
So all of those things I said, but I feel like he may have missed them. But he did write a nice email. And I respect that over getting the hammer on the head.
Right.
So I didn't get the hammer on the head.
Dun.
But I did mention that I was going to talk about it.
Okay.
So this is me talking about not being able to talk about it.
Right.
Which I did once and got thrown off the air. This is back when I did the night show.
Oh.
I've told that story several times.
Yes. Great story, though.
But Mike in the Valley had questions.
Okay.
He says, yeah, I heard Chaz mention he was going to talk about behind the scenes of radio on the live Facebook thing. He says, time and time again, he gets in trouble for talking over the songs. Why? This was not something that the management here made up. This was like, I don't know if you guys heard this when you were training or anything. Megan, did you hear anything about talking on top of the vocals of a song? Yeah.
You don't do it.
So
it's one of the first things you learn.
Yeah. So it's called hitting the post. So you could talk up the ramp up to the vocals. But once the singer starts singing, if you're talking over that, and then you're basically saying, what I have to say is more important than what this song is saying. And also, you have two voices going at the same time. So you're competing with Robert Plant. Not a good strategy.
Yeah, he hates that.
So we call it hitting the post. Dan Ingram died this week.
Yeah.
From ABC.
I love him.
And Pam wouldn't know him. I don't think she ever heard of him. Phil probably heard of him, but never heard him.
Yeah.
But growing up outside of New York City, Dan Ingram was the best top 40 DJ in the history of top 40 format. And he would talk up the post.
Yes.
Right. So he would talk up a song and he would just right when it was time to
it was
stop. He'd
artwork.
Stop. And then
art.
The singer would cut. Like he
beautiful.
Mastered it.
Yes.
Was the
beautiful.
Master.
God bless him.
So there's your answer to that. What else does he ask here? Time and time again, he gets in trouble. Why is watching the clock so important?
Mm.
I don't know. I think it's good to maintain a schedule. I think when you see television, they're always like on time.
Yep.
And I think radio doesn't do the best job of being on time. Talk show, like I'd rather go 15 minutes with someone who's amazing and then just make up for it.
Right.
But if you think back in the day, like when Howard would do a really long interview and then play like a half an hour of commercials, I mean, that's what would happen to me if I didn't have someone telling me to stay on schedule.
Yeah.
I would just go so long that, you know, the last hour of the show is all commercials.
Yeah,
so you need someone, you know, and I've always said like, I don't know. You just always need someone who's kind of busting your balls.
Right. Keeping you honest.
You need a ball buster in your
exactly
life.
Right.
This may be more complex and I apologize in advance for my sense. I think that was it. Oh, your parent company owns many stations across different formats of music. Do you all have access to the same larger scale music library for bits, segments, blah, blah, blah? I think he's saying like, do all the stations draw from the same like giant brain
right.
of music? No. So the stations in this building, I think there's five, we all draw from the same music brain. Like if we're talking about something and I say, Phil, do you have that song? Phil can pull up that song that's played on another station. So that's why you'll hear that sometimes.
Yeah. So like Taylor Swift, Justin Timberlake, like some of those songs will be in there, even though we don't play them on this station. Because
right.
we share the same system, the same
or
inventory.
Right. Or music from the Fox. So it's all those songs for five stations are all on one giant hard drive.
Right.
But we can't pull up songs from, say, like our New Jersey or Long Island stations.
No.
So that's not connected.
Just all internal here.
Anything else?
Yeah, Jeff the Chef says, Chaz, you talk too much.
I did.
That's his nod.
No, and he's right, but go fuck yourself.
Coming from Jeff the Chef.
Right.
Right. This is a guy who won't stop talking.
That's the pot calling kettle black.
And by the way, he was invited, and we told him you can't talk from 6 to 7, and he talked the whole hour. Mm-hmm. So,
true.
Fuck you, Jeff. Love you.
Yes, we do.
And we have a couple people asking, when will the Buttle Rockets happen?
Excellent question. And we really should have promoted it more today. Monday, 6:20.
Yep. My ass on the line, literally.
Yeah.
As usual.
Son of a. We should have talked about that. We should have played the video for Sinbad. Right.
Right.
Who asked that question?
A couple people did. Thomas wanted to know. Who else was here? Pete wanted to know. I know Kyle from Long Island was at a lot of people. He's more
Bob,
than one person.
Even Bob, catch up. Bob wants to know, when are you guys doing it again?
Yeah, because he wants to park down there and shout things
out
at you while
you're
doing it.
Yeah. Mm. All right. So Monday at 6:20 in the parking lot. We'll see you then. Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend. I'm Chaz. That's AJ.
Bye.
Pam's over there.
Bye.
Phil's over there. Megan's over there. Have a great weekend.
You too.
You too.
The Chaz and AJ Week in Review. Download every Friday and tune in again to the live show Monday morning starting at 5:30 a.m.
Hi there. We are James and Dan, two thoughts of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
Each week, we get around the microphones with our four favorite facts that we've learned over the last 7 days and sit down to blow each other's minds.
Yeah, here's a fact for you, Dan.
Yep.
In knot theory, a circle of rope without a knot is technically a knot, but it's called a knot knot.
Very good. I go on here as well. In 2019, a marathon runner with the words Jesus Saves written on his bib had a heart attack, but was revived by a man called Jesus.
That's amazing. If you want to hear more facts like that, search for No Such Thing as a Fish wherever you get your podcasts.